Susan Smith Sims wrote, I arrived in Wilmington just a bit before WHQR and have loved living here and watching WHQR develop, change, struggle. Well, that part hasn't always been fun. Grow and adapt to the changing needs of our residents, our cultural arts community, and budget constraints. Over the years, I've participated in a variety of ways, though never as much as I would have liked, and am an avid supporter of the independent spirit, local coverage of the arts and artists, as well as big picture information that WHQR provides. I can't imagine Wilmington without WHQR and the many personalities involved over the years. Cinematique may be one of the best offerings in our community. Thanks to all of you for your good work and dedication. All the best, Susan. Kenneth Krug wrote, I'm an independent Republican and generally listen to WHQR for music and international news. I catch other programming because my radio is set to the station. I caught the Diane Rehm show today, Friday, and after a while wondered if you ever listened to yourselves. Every Republican candidate was put down or bashed. You also continue to quote statements out of context. This is bad journalism on your part, or possibly even worse. You don't even know the context. On the other side of the coin, you always present the president in a positive light, making excuses for him or give the Democratic spin on it. Your broadcast could have come from the Democrat National Headquarters. All I can say is shame on you. I expect more fair and balanced reporting from a public and publicly funded station. Gary Dale wrote, I listen as often as my schedule will allow. I particularly like Prairie Home Companion and the in-depth news shows. Keep up the good work. Heather Cavaney wrote, I mostly listen to WHQR for the news and marketplace when I'm getting ready for work in the morning and in the car to and from work. I also love Fresh Air, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and All Things Considered. Thanks for being there. Lois Johnson wrote, I would find life pale without WHQR. Thank you for being accessible to this country bumpkin who relishes classical music and stories of it, discussion of relevant topics, and news. Listener Lori wrote, I'm a fan. Listener Louise wrote, we miss Bob Edwards Weekend. Listener Betty wrote, I love WHQR. I really like the Partner Day fundraisers you're doing. I supported the Coastal Federation and was happy. I'm interested in a day sponsorship. Shannon Playle wrote, as a recent transfer to the Wilmington area, I'm so grateful for the excellent programming at WHQR. All Things Considered and the BBC World Service provide my daily dose of news and information, and I'm moved beyond words by performances from the Metropolitan Opera. Of course, my favorite hours of the week include Wait, Wait and Great American Songbook and Prairie Home Companion and Car Talk. Thank you for the informative, inspiring, and humorous programming that I get to enjoy daily. Adrienne Childs Okus of Curie Beach wrote, Opera is my favorite music and progressive-type presentations. Cinematique has had a lot of good selections. I especially like the French films. I would appreciate a group discussion availability after the films. Listener Donna wrote, WHQR is part of my life every day, and I thank you. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback for your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. You can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback line is 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.